The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Welcome to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Lock, loaded, cranking. Another episode of the best in action motorsports radio. And let me tell you, today's show not going to disappoint. Hour number one, well, I'm going to chime in on the world of motorsports. We've got my good friend Tiffany Stone. Who knows where that conversation is going to go. But hour number two, we got a blockbuster for you. We got a blue chipper. We got an A-plus interview. Going to take up the entire hour because it's that damn good. My good friend, one of the greatest NHRA drivers and riders of all time, Mr. Antron Brown, is hanging out with us for a good hour on the show. AB always brings it. Mr. Personality, a guy that's been around the block, he's done it all, and he is going to be here on hour number two to hold it down with me. He's also got a new sponsorship with SiriusXM, hence why he's going to be on the show as well. But let me tell you, AB doesn't disappoint, and I am really looking forward to being lock loaded with AB, and you know, that's going to bring a whole lot of fun to hour number two. Like I said before, Tiffany Stone, hour number one. We've also got some esports to talk about. Yes, we had a Triple Crown event, but we've also got the rest of the world of motorsports. IndyCar kicking off, yes, this weekend down there in Alabama, in hashtag Bama. So we got some IndyCar to talk about. NHRA 4-Wide Nats going to be happening in Las Vegas. We got San Felipe 250 for Score International. I mean, off-road, IndyCar. We've got, you know, just everything to talk about. NHRA, I mean, this is a big week. This is a big show, and I am excited. I mean, excited to hold it down, have AB on the show, and talk about all things drag racing, but who knows what else. Yes, I will get into predictions on San Felipe as well. Got a lot to talk about on that front. And I don't know. I think I'm going to kick things off today, too. Might dive into some cryptocurrency, because I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but crypto is going nuts. So I don't know. This is the show where anything can and will happen, and today is no different. So if you are new to the show, please head over to Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button. I don't care if you're tuning in on SiriusXM Sports Byline Podcast 1 or, you know, our U.S. American Forces Network. Give us some love over there on Apple Podcasts. And if you got questions for our guest, I am at JimBeaver15 on that little social media machine. And we'll be back to get things started right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We are just getting things cranking. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a fistful of bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCracken, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Well, time to get things kicked off in a big way here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Lots to talk about, lots to dissect, but before we get to that, we do have a major, major partner in the show this week, and I have to tell you guys about him, our good friends at Manscaped. And you know, flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to chop the weeds. Thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped, you can trim your holes safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Yes, Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, have an exclusive offer for our audience. Use the code JimBeaver, get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com, and join the other 2 million men who trust Manscaped. They're here to make sure you are trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning, and spring has sprung, and Manscaped has the best tools to get you ready. And have you heard of their Weed Whacker? Yes, the nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, tugs, and those delicate holes. No more gross nose hairs flying in the wind. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker has a 9,000 RPM motor powered by a 360-degree rotary blade system. Manscaped makes whacking your weeds a time to look forward to, delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene. And speaking of incredible hygiene, Manscaped has formulations to keep you fresh and ready for everything that comes your way. Speaking of smelling fresh, complete your grooming game this spring with the newly refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped. This stuff is legit. It'll have you smelling like royalty. The cologne is light, approachable, and gentlemanly in all the right ways. You'll be the talk of the next quarantine hang. Smell good, feel good this spring. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code JimBeaver at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor. Always use the right tools for the job. Once again, 20% off and free shipping with the code JimBeaver at Manscaped. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code JimBeaver at Manscaped. It's spring cleaning, and you know what? Everything below the waist will thank you. And yes, we are rocking and rolling thanks to Manscaped. A lot of you guys have been jumping in on the products, and I appreciate that, giving us some feedback on social media. And, you know, one thing I've been getting in on, though, and right now as we speak, I am a crypto fan. I love Robinhood for stocks. I love Coinbase Pro for my crypto. But I got to tell you, crypto's been going absolutely bonkers lately. I don't know if you guys are in on it. I've got a little bit of Stellar Lumens. I've got some Bitcoin, a little. I've got quite a bit. You know, I'm not talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, but I got a couple grand wrapped up into some crypto. But Dogecoin or Dogecoin, I got to tell you, this has been nuts. So, like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but this is like the meme stock, right? This is the meme crypto. This is the one that wasn't supposed to do anything. The longest time it was like below a cent. Then it went up to a cent, and then it went up to like 5 cents. So I bought it originally, I think, at 5 cents. It has gone bananas in the last week, particularly today. So it started out today. I got to look here. Where do we start out today at? Started out today at, I don't know, I can't even, it's not even showing me right now. Okay, it started out today at like 24 cents. Keep in mind, like a week ago, it was like 6 cents. So it went up 24 cents all the way up to like 47 cents at one time, like 47.2 cents. Now it's dropped, then it dropped all the way back down to 34 cents. Now it's back up to, what, 35? I don't know. It's crazy. It's in the mid-30s. It's like 35 cents, dropped down back into the 20s at one point. it's like madness. But if you've got like an extra couple hundred bucks to blow, like throw it on there. Like you could have made like a grand today and then turn around and cashed out. Like this crypto stuff is bananas. Like I love it. It's given me a hobby, something to do, something to pay attention to. And you could actually make some money if you do it right. It's tough. You know, there's also the long game. I've got some like, you know, Bitcoin that I've got through in there and I've just kind of been letting it roll. But this Dogecoin is insane, you know, and I bought Stella when it was 5 cents. So I'm actually making 7 or 8 cents, and I'm actually making good money because it's up in the 60s right now. And that was like a 6 month turnaround, right? So I'm actually making pretty good money on that, made a couple grand on that. But this Dogecoin, it's nuts. It's like, I don't know. You can make a lot of money in a day if you're paying attention, you know, and I'm not saying buy it right now because it's on the downhill. But like if you watch it and watch the trends, like seriously, it's nuts. Like the memes are going crazy. Internet's going crazy. This is the crypto that wasn't supposed to do anything. And like I don't know if you guys remember GameStop a few weeks ago or a few months ago. They really pushed that up. It went from like $3 a share up into the 200s. People are making millions of dollars on it. So you've got these groups on Reddit that are just pushing this stuff to the moon, almost as a joke, just to like I don't want to say corrupt the market, but like literally just kind of own the market. It's an interesting concept. It's kind of crazy what is happening. Literally, you know what I mean? You've got Wall Street, right? And you've got all these you know, investment bankers. And I think it's kind of rad because, you know, the internet and the, you know, and people have actually kind of taken over the system. And, you know, they're basically sticking it to the man. And I think it's actually it's quite funny that the way that all this is happening and the way it's going down, because I don't know, for the first time in a very, very long time, you know, things are much, much different than they were. You know, in regards to investments and stuff. And crypto really is, you know, unlike the stock market that shuts off on Friday, reopens on Monday. And I know you've got after hours trading, stuff like that. But man, it's interesting that crypto, you know, it's 24/7 globally. So people are always buying, selling, trading. It's a living, breathing, eating animal. And, you know, things like Dogecoin, I woke up this morning and I knew it was high, but then I went and I was like, whoa, wow, we jumped 20 cents overnight. This is crazy. Better look and see how much, you know, and I never cashed out. I was like, oh, maybe if it hits 50 cents, I'll cash out. Went up to like 47. I missed the bus. I could have cashed out. Now we're dialing in 30s. I'm still up, but yeah, I don't know. I don't even know why we're talking about crypto on the show, but something going on in my life. So yeah, I'm going to tell you guys about it. But, you know, I want to tell you about something else. Obviously, we've got San Felipe going on right now, and we've got IndyCar happening as well. One of the big news out of IndyCar, I'm going to be tuned in this weekend because Jimmy Johnson, yes, one of the greatest NASCAR drivers, arguably the greatest of all time. Richard Petty. We're going to always say he's the GOAT. But, you know, Jimmy, one of the most, you know, he's probably top five. Mount Rushmore of, definitely on the Mount Rushmore of NASCAR drivers, right? He decided after his retirement from NASCAR, he wanted to go IndyCar racing on road and street courses. So he's making his debut this weekend at Barber Motorsports Park in Alabama. And I'm really excited to watch this. I think a lot of NASCAR fans are going to be tuned in to see how Jimmy does. I'm not expecting him to go out and win, but I think he's going to be decent. I know he's been putting in the work. It's going to be exciting to see what happens. So, you know, Jimmy Johnson making his IndyCar debut. Can you imagine if he podiumed in his first race? Wow. I mean, what a statement that would be, right? But Jimmy Johnson is definitely definitely racing this weekend, and it's got me really, really excited to watch IndyCar. Not that I don't want to watch IndyCar ever. I mean, it's my favorite form of motorsport. But yes, Jimmy Johnson is definitely going to drive some traffic. You know, other storylines. Obviously, I know Alexander Rossi's been one of the hot. Well, I don't want to say one of the hotly talked about topics, but you know, he had a bum year last year. You know, it was off for Rossi, and you know, this year Rossi. You know, he is definitely on it. You know, I think he's made a quote here that anything less than a championship this year is unacceptable. And I'm going to be really excited to see, you know, how Alexander Rossi, you know, attacks this first race. I think it's going to be it's going to be an interesting year. And I think there's a lot of guys that have some chips on their shoulder after last year in the IndyCar series. So. You know, going to be interesting. Not only that, you got NHRA this weekend. NHRA heading over to the Four Wides in Las Vegas. So, you know, we had Gainesville. We've had like a month off. since Gainesville, month and a half off, and now all of a sudden NHRA back in action, and you know, so I'm really excited to see NHRA and see who can actually rebound from having the time off that they did, and it's gonna be interesting, you know. NHRA, we're used to, you know, these week after week things, and you know, have some time off. We got Supercross hitting a triple header in Atlanta. Loving this track. You know, finale from Atlanta is this Saturday. Then we turn around. We got two rounds at Salt Lake, so we'll jump into that at some point as well. Then we got SCORE happening south of the border right now in San Felipe. Qualifying for Trophy Truck is wrapped up. Bryce Menzies finds himself on the pole. Then we got Andy McMillan, Tavo Vidosla, Alan Ampudia, Robbie Gordon, you know, down in the sixth spot. Sounds like there might be an adjustment in that as well. Walser, Husted, Harden, and Jack's Redline rounding out your top 10 in qualifying in San Felipe. So, man, lots of motorsports going on. Like I said, we're going to dive into that and a whole lot more today on the show. We got Antron Brown in hour number two. AB never disappoints. We're going to be talking NHRA and a whole lot more. And, man, we got a lot to come right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP Advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at GSPXTV.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Been cranking here, and I guess we got to welcome one of my I hate to even call her a guest, because it's not a guest. This is somebody I've been doing radio with and broadcast for a very long time. Very dear friend of mine, Tiffany Stone. And T-Stone, you know, speaking of that, you know, you and I have broadcast TV together. We've done all kinds of things. You know, now we are broadcasting esports together. And, you know, it's been a while since I've had you on this show. That being said, it hasn't been a while since we've been on a show together. We had, I guess, round two of the Jim Beaver Esports eShort Course at Triple Crown. It was a Pro Fours at Bark River last night, and good times there. Bark River, new to the iRacing service, not new to you or I. You and I have actually hosted real world events there at Bark River, but always a fun time anytime Bark River's involved, and really anytime you, me, and Evan Pasacco get on a broadcast together. So welcome to the show.
No, thank you. Yeah, you know, actually talked to you probably about 16 hours ago, so it was pretty awesome. You know, it's always a pleasure to be able to call the races with you and Evan, and it just seemed like yesterday the show went really well. And so if you guys actually haven't checked it out, you know, you go check it out. It was quite interesting, and it fulfills, you know, the moments or the weekends where we don't actually have physical racing happening, so it kind of, you know, gets all the things that you need, and it's always a good time.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun, too. Like, we've got some real-world short course drivers, you know, starting to, you know, get really good in the sim racing world. So I feel like it's a merge of, like, our you know, it's a merger of different, you know, I guess, I don't want to say disciplines, but merger of, like, our lives. Like, the virtual world and the real world, like, are converging here on iRacing. And I think that's kind of fun. And I'm really stoked to see, like, some of these young, like, kart kids, things like that. Luke Knupp, Connor Berry, like, you know, obviously Mason Prater had a great run last night as well. But see these kids that like race in the real world, and man, they're becoming really, really good in the sim.
No, yeah. And it was also good to see like Elliot Watson out there. Elliot said it was just good to hear a familiar voice, because, you know, I also do some of the short course and desert things out there on for podiums in different places. But yeah, no, it was really cool to be able to see everything come together. And like you were saying, seeing some real world, seeing some sim racers. And I mean, we were even talking about Cam Peterson being one of the best sim racers out there. And now he's starting to realize, hey, lots of, you know, real world racers are coming out. And it's the competition was stacked yesterday. Not that Cam, you know, has anything where he has to worry, because he's such a great driver as well. But he was even talking about everything being stacked and ready to go. And, you know, especially since Bark River is a new track to the East Short Course world, I thought everybody did a really good job.
Yeah. You know, and I got to, we talk about like the short course drivers, up and comers and stuff like that. I got to give a shout out, Tiff. You and I have been around this industry for a long time. I don't want to age us. Once in a while I say things and it does age us, and you do as well. But we've seen a lot of talent like come in and out of the racing world. But I got to tell you, I got to tip the cap. I got to throw a bone to our boy, Evan Pisacco, because Tiff, I've been around and I've worked with some of the best talent in the world. I mean, guys like Ralph Shaheen, Cameron Steele, you know, Tess Sewell. I mean, the list goes on. Some amazing talent. I got to tell you, Evan's the real deal. I can't believe, like, he's found a home in the sim racing world. He's calling broadcasts for NASCAR, things like that. But you got to think at some point, like, somebody's going to pluck this guy and put him on national TV, because, Tiff, he is damn good.
No, he's great. And you know, I even said, I was like, we just kind of follow kind of what Evan does. Evan's a god in this sim racing world. And, you know, like, he was just like, ah, and I was like, but you got to think about it. It's, for you and I, we're very used to live events that are happening in person. You know, I do the podium interviews, but there's a person that I'm actually looking at, you know, we're speaking to face to face. And Evan just, he pulls it all together. He says the correct things. I don't think I've ever actually heard him make a mistake. And if he has made a mistake, he's flawlessly covered it where I didn't even notice it myself. But no, Evan is a true gem when it comes to all of those things. And like you said, you and I have worked with a lot of people, but I was even thinking that maybe we should bring Evan out to like a real event, not a real event, a real world event, not just behind sim racing, because obviously sim racing is very difficult as well. But I'm talking about a live event. He's out seeing the people, watching the trucks, like in person and not necessarily on a screen. I think he would do very well.
Yeah, I definitely do too. I think I've told him, I'm like, you want to go to Cranon? We always rent a house. It may end up being a couch you sleep on, but I told him, I'm like, you want to come to Cranon? Get a plane ticket, man. We got a place for you to crash. We can get you VIP treatment. Marty, I'm sure, would love to have him out there. But, you know, maybe there's a bigger story there, you know, with something. But, yeah, I don't know. I just I wanted to kind of tip the cap to him today, just because, like, you and I have been calling broadcasts with him for, you know, over a year now. And I just, the guy is so phenomenal, so polished. You know, I really just, you know, he is definitely, I don't want to say a diamond in the rough, because that, I think, means that he's rough. I think it's literally, I can't believe somebody hasn't picked him up yet. And I think it's coming at some time very, very soon.
Exactly. And he also had another great host yesterday, the Rooster.
How funny was that?
I just kept hearing, because he's in Hawaii, for those who don't know, he's in Hawaii with his girl's family. And you know, he was like, hey, I still want to make this all work. And he obviously did. So he's a little bit out of his normal element for calling the races. And he's like, and there's this rooster. And I can hear it. But if you didn't know, you could have thought, like, maybe it's just the sound coming from the Bark River track or whatnot. But, like, and it was so funny. And then, obviously, after we got off air, he sent over the picture of the infamous rooster, who made sure his presence was known, even if we didn't see him. But I just kept giggling in the background because I could just hear this rooster. And I know myself, and Evan is very put together, like you said, very polished. So Evan's probably calling all these races, watching everything that's happening. And then all of a sudden, of course, you keep hearing this rooster. And I know me, I would be either distracted or very annoyed with the rooster. So it was funny to see him hold it all together, because I don't think I could have.
Yeah, no, that's funny, you know, because, you know, he's frustrated. I thought it was funny. I'm like, man, I'm like, you know, Bark River, it's kind of out in the woods. Like, a rooster might fit in well there, the noise. And I don't know. I haven't watched the live stream back, but if it did peek in there, I think it's funny. Whatever. It's sim racing. It's real. It's authentic. You know, things happen. And I thought it was kind of cool. But, yeah, fun times yesterday. I know we've got another Triple Crown event event coming up here in the next couple of months. It'll be Pro Twos at the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So excited about that. But those of you that missed it, the broadcast is still up. It will be up YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. Search Jim Beaver or Jim Beaver Esports. It'll pull up at all those places. But always good times, you know, in the booth and doing that. And, you know, and I don't know. It's been really fun. I know, you know, in the real world scene, Tiff, I don't know. I want to talk about a few things, but I feel like we got to kind of pump the brakes on that, because here shortly we got to go to a commercial break. And I know you and I are going to get rolling on those things. And then it's like, and then all of a sudden it's going to be like, pause. We got to reset here. So I don't know. We got some of that to get into. I know I was able to hang out with the cast and crew afterwards. You bailed out a little bit, obviously 3 hour time difference there in Detroit, but I got to tell you, Tiff, here in Parker, it's been over 100. I'm hitting the water. I've been on the river a few times already. Are you still in jackets up there in Detroit?
You're actually going to laugh at me. I just went to go pick up tacos for lunch, and it's 45 degrees, chilly, cold, rainy, typical Michigan April weather. So, yes, I am actually in a jacket right now.
Are there good tacos in Detroit? I mean, we got the San Felipe 250 going on. I'm from Arizona. I know good tacos. Like, tacos in Detroit just don't seem like they'd go well together. Are there good tacos in Detroit?
There is one spot that I'm pretty close to. It's a chain restaurant. They have many different ones. They have pretty good ones. But we also still have Mexican Town downtown, like a little bit south of Detroit, which is very funny because people are like, there's no south of Detroit. But if you head down the river a little bit south of the Detroit River, there's Mexican Town, which is there, and they have amazing tacos, amazing margaritas. It's been a minute since obviously all the COVID stuff hit. Michigan took it really, really hard. Our governor is even wanting to close some things back down. But I can't wait to go down there. But this place, they have this really cool, it's kind of just like two shells in one. It's called the Juju, and it has like a hard shell, and then it has queso cheese on the outside plus some chorizo, and it's wrapped in a soft flour shell. So it's pretty good. I like that. And then I throw some chorizo in there and some salsa. But yeah, every time I go to Arizona, though, I definitely get tacos because they're delicious down there.
So the taco you're eating, is that King of the Hammers tacos good? Because those ones out at KOH this year, I just got to tell you, those things were insane.
I actually didn't have any of those. You had mentioned that you got them a few times. I had the house, so I went grocery shopping just a little bit before, and I never know how my day is going to be, and I always have that cooler that's connected to my Jeep and all of that stuff. So it's like a fridge freezer combo. So I always just pack some stuff, and I should have grabbed the tacos that one day because you got them like 4 out of 5 days, and obviously they had to have been that good.
Yeah. So is a pizza in Detroit, is it Dang Brothers Pizza good?
It's different.
Okay.
Different because so we have a Detroit styled pizza, which is like a deep dish pizza. Jeff is very known, famous for it. Then there's Buddy's as well. So it's kind of like a deep dish, but not like Giordano's or however you pronounce it from Chicago, but similar, and it's different. And maybe one day we should just send each other a bunch of food, because I'm still waiting for that fistful of bourbon that you promised me. That would have been perfect last night.
Yeah, Brittany and I just had that conversation like an hour ago. You are getting some fistful of bourbon. We got some to send out some our other friends as well. But with that, we are going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back after this right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host a Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than than Polaris in their award-winning lineup of RZR vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a RZR 170 like me, take the entire family out in a RZR XP 4-1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new RZR XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris RZR. Check out the full Polaris RZR lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris RZR. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris RZR. Jim Beaver, Tiffany Stone here. We are talking food. We started talking a little bit of bourbon. Our good partners there at Fistful of Bourbon. I don't know. I think you and I could get on the food subject for quite a while. I do have to say, had the greatest. Are you a shrimp cocktail fan, T-Stone?
I am. And before you go, when we go to PRI this year in Indianapolis, we have to go to St. Elmo's because that is something that must happen.
Okay, so St. Elmo's is now number two on my list. St. Elmo's, by and large, nationally, globally, everybody will say St. Elmo's shrimp cocktail, it's up on a pedestal, right? It is number one. I found the shrimp cocktail that will beat it. I have somebody that will attest to this, so it's just not me saying it. Fish Market in Seattle, there is a place, it's called City Fish. They will actually ship them. I'm working on getting them ship some shrimp cocktails. They have, it's $20. They've got these massive jumbo shrimp. It's right there in the Fish Market. Their cocktail sauce to die for. Literally, I am going to put it out there on the internet. Brittany will back me up on this. Shrimp cocktails in Seattle at the Fish Market, City Fish. I've got the website. Beat St. Elmo's, hands down. And we somehow need to have this competition head-to-head where you can actually try them at the same time.
No, I accept that challenge, especially since I will be heading to Dirt Fish next week, which I know you were just there. Next week is the Olympus Rally for ARA Stage Rally. It's Dirt Fish's home rally. I'm going to be heading out there a little bit. Like I said, I know that you were just there for the JB15 Summit, but maybe I will try that because I fly in a little bit early. And usually I hate the traffic in Seattle, so I usually fly in early so I never have to deal with that. But maybe I will head there just to check that out. So what is it called? City Market?
I will literally text you a pin. I will send you the website. I would love you to do this because I got two votes on my side. We got myself and we got Brittany, who are both saying, hands down, this one beats St. Elmo's. And that's not like discrediting St. Elmo's, but we think it's just a damn bit better. And I would love to get your input on it. If you're willing to make like a 15, 20-minute drive out of your way to downtown Seattle, like literally the shrimp cocktail is worth it. But yes, we need to make this happen. We are going to send you the info so you can go and get it. I literally emailed these people and I was like, you got to ship some of these to Arizona. Like, truthfully, it's a $20 shrimp cocktail. I'm already thinking if I can get them to ship me like 40 of them, we can flip these things at King of the Hammers for like 40 bucks a pop. So it's, they're that good.
I like that. And talking about subscription, like I would love to do a subscription show where we just have, you know, where people have subscription boxes, but for food subscription boxes, because I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but it's a place that is in Florida. I think it's in Miami. It's called Macaroon, but it's like, it's spelled really weird, Macaroon. It's like M-A-K-A-R-H-O-N or something like that. And it's always on Instagram and I see it. And then they have specialty macaroons for the specific like holidays or specific months. They have a Cinco de Mayo one that's coming up. They obviously just had a St. Patrick's Day one, but I'm looking to get that. I'm about to pull the trigger because it's $30 for the subscription. And I think it's like $9.99 for them to ship. And, you know, they ship it in a day or something. And so they're super fresh. So when it comes out to, it's like $2.70 a macaroon, but you get a new, you know, 12 of them every single month. So maybe we should start just talking about subscription foods that we want to have. Because I know I'm not the only one out there that looks at subscription food and we're like, man, this would be good every month.
Yeah, macaroons. So I've actually got a place there that I tried. So in my travels, so I have to go. Podcast One is based out of Beverly Hills, so I got to go to Beverly Hills sometimes once, twice a year, and sometimes I got time to kill, so I'll go. Rodeo Drive's like four minutes from where Podcast One headquarters is, so I'll hop an Uber and head over to Rodeo Drive and just kind of walk around and see how, I don't want to see the other half lives, but the top 1% live. And so there's a little French bakery on Rodeo Drive, and they have literally probably 30 different flavors of like macaroons. But I'm telling you, these things are just insane, like melting your mouth, like straight from France macaroons. So, like, yeah, that place is insane. And I don't have anything to compare them to, so I'm not going to say they're the best. I'm just saying they're the best I've had. But, yeah, they're really good. So, yeah, we could do a food show, Tiff. I think with you and me, the amount of traveling we do, like, that's one thing I'm really fortunate. Like, I like food. You like food. You know, it's one of those where I feel like, yeah, like we've been able to experience some really damn good food, you know, over our travels.
No, exactly. So anybody looking for two hungry co-hosts that love to eat food and travel, you know where to find it.
Exactly. Food and booze. We are your people. I need a dodge. Yeah. I'm kind of jealous. Like, there's those people that get to do those traveling, like, what is it? Diners, drive-ins and dives and stuff like that. Like, I absolutely eat and drink, like, yeah, liquor and food. Count me in. I need that job.
No, that's what we should do. And it could be subscription boxes. And every single month we can get together and eat all of our subscription boxes and see which ones are the best. I mean, I'm down for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Count me in. Color me interested. Let's make this happen. So, yeah. No, it's always fun to chat about food on this show. But, Tiff, I guess we should talk about stuff anyways. You got Olympus Rally coming up. I know you were out from EJS. How was Easter Jeep Safari this year? I know a little bit different vibe. It was a little different. Obviously, all the trail rides and stuff happened. The big thing is behind the scenes, I know that the vendor expo got shifted. There was an Ultra 4 event. Like, well, how was the vibe? You've been to EJS on a normal year. How was EJS this year by comparison?
I actually haven't been on a normal year. I was supposed to go last year for their normal year. So to me, it was fine. I guess it was nice to get my toes dipped into the water, I guess, if you want to say it that way. It was pretty cool. Most of the people know that I drive Lucifer. It's a full on off-road vehicle. I don't trailer him anywhere. So I actually started my 3-week trip in Missouri, went to Scottsdale for the Barrett Jackson auction, and then finally drove up to EJS. It was great. I was able to do Steel Bender, Metal Masher, 7 Mile Rim, and then finish it off with Pritchett Canyon, which is I guess technically the hardest trail on public property. I must preface public because a lot of people are going to be like, well, there's some private ones. Yes, we all know that. But the public property, Pritchett, is supposed to be pretty difficult. And did that one, actually made it all the way through. Nothing broke, nothing happened really, and then was able to drive home the next day. So that's a true test to how the Jeeps are built and the Rubicons especially. So I really enjoyed that. I was only there for a few days. I got there later on Sunday and then had to leave early Thursday morning. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was pretty jam-packed. Did make it to Dixie Off-Road and saw their vendor show, which was pretty cool. I don't have anything to compare it to. So for my first year, it was awesome. And honestly, I've already booked my Airbnb for next year. So I'm looking to go the entire week next year. I wish I could have stayed actually for the Ultra 4 race as well. But when you're on the road for 3 weeks and need to drive home, you know, you kind of got to get back home, or else I probably would have just stayed.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, in EJS, it's Easter Jeep Safari, but it does kind of stink that it, like, you hate to say it butts up against Easter, and it kind of, I don't want to say ruins it, but I think a lot of people have to bail out early, things like that. Like, it's like you hate to say you wish EJS was, like, a week before Easter, but then it completely ruins the name of the event. But Moab is just a beautiful place, and everybody asks me, they're like, how is Moab? I'm like, think about Sedona. And then think about them allowing you to take your off-road vehicles wherever the hell you wanted at Sedona, and that is Moab. So I'm like, Moab is amazing. I love Moab. I truthfully, I could go there once a month and never get bored. One thing I'm excited about, Tiff, is, you know, I've had Raptors. I've had all kinds of stuff in the past. I've got Razors. I go out on the trails all the time in Razors. The one thing that I have coming, you know, we know I've got a Bronco. I've got found out it's going to get built in June, so I'm hoping by late June. Got a bunch of companies already on board. I'm doing a full build on this Bronco. I'm really excited about this because that means I can actually go wheeling with you, and obviously, you know, I could go wheeling with you in a Razor, but it's a different kind of wheeling. I'm kind of excited to take this damn thing to Moab and go and have some fun in it.
No, we should definitely get together and maybe do like a Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries type of thing, and do some night runs on fins and things. I actually haven't done a night run on anywhere in Moab, just for the simple fact of I needed to make sure that the rig was good to go for the next day for all of the partners that I needed to be out there for, and obviously to make it back. So maybe we can make something, you know, towards maybe September, October-ish, and head out there and just do a bunch of stuff once your rig's all built up, and then do some night runs. I think it would be really, really cool to be able to experience that. And I'd love to experience Moab again on a different day when it's, trust me, I loved all the Jeeps being there, but being able to go to any trail on any day and you don't have to worry if it's going to be closed or not, I think would be awesome to be able to check out. And we can make it, you know, like a brand ambassador, partner, influencer, however you want to coin that term now, project together and just go out and enjoy a bunch of people and have some campfires and, you know, hey, maybe even camp out there.
Yeah. So here's a question for you. So Ford started to, I know they were at EJS, you know, and had like a Bronco display and things like that. How do you think next year? So we haven't really, Broncos aren't really in the wild yet. You know, there's a few people that have them. I know Jason Shear's got one, a few, you know, brand ambassadors for Ford. They've been placed early. People can drive them at these events. Next year, EJS, we're talking 2022 EJS. Broncos are going to be in the wild. They're going to be all over the place. Build's fully done. What do you think the reception's going to be at Easter Jeep Safari when all the Broncos start showing up as well?
I think it's going to be the same way. I mean, I don't mean to say it this way, but the same way when Toyota show up or anything else. Majority of the Jeep community is very opening and very welcoming. Of course, you're always going to have the people out there that are not so welcoming sometimes, but I think overall it should be a good time. I'm excited. I know Lauren Healy took one of the Broncos out there, and what people aren't understanding too is a lot of the vehicles that they are seeing out there right now are the Bronco Sports. They're not necessarily the Sasquatch that comes with the higher lift or whatnot, or the ones that come with the 37-inch tires. So we're looking at the Sport more so than a true Bronco equivalent to the Wrangler. So I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, it was cool to be able to see some modified Broncos for Ultra 4 King of the Hammers this year. So, I mean, the thing is at the end of the day, if you really want to test the true abilities, you got to put it to the test. And I think Moab is a great testing ground, especially for the Bronco. And when you have people like Jason Shear and Lauren Healy out there on the forefront really pushing the product, it shows that it can do the thing. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I think it's going to be, I think it just makes the off-road community that much bigger. You know what I mean? And I think the Bronco, like, you know, it's a gateway for new people into the off-road community. And I think that's what's awesome is it's just going to continue to grow what we're doing, just like side-by-sides did. I mean, there's this whole subset that are side-by-sides. And now we're seeing, like at Moab, you see this merger of side-by-sides and Jeeps. And you know, now it's going to be Broncos, things like that. And I don't mean that, like, you know, EJS is geared more towards Jeeps. But on any given weekend, you go out to Moab, like you said, you've got Toyotas there. You got Raptors out there. Like, you've just got this amazing, you know, community of off-road people, and it's just, it's expanding. It's kind of like, you know, King of the Hammers. Like, it's not a Jeep event. It's not a Raptor event. It's not a desert race event. It's just become like an off-road event, and I think that's what's awesome. You know, they've got desert racing. They are rock crawling now. You know, glimpses of short course happening there. Like, I think it's awesome that now we're getting, like, EJS is going to steamroll into this, not just Jeep event, but I think an off-road gathering of people. And I think that's what's cool. You know, you get so many different people from different walks of life all in the same place. That's where fun happens.
No, exactly. I'm up for it. I'm not a hater in any of those. You know, I've actually had a chance to drive one of the Bronco Sports, so it's pretty cool. Obviously, it's not, like I said, it's not comparable to what a lifted Wrangler would be. That's going to be more the Sasquatch model. But other than that, I'm excited for it. I think it will be good. And if you're in the off-road community, you're in the off-road community, and you are using that vehicle just like everybody else is using any type of off-road vehicle. It's an outlet for you. It's something that you enjoy. It's something that you have fun doing. And to diminish anybody else's happiness isn't cool. You know, everybody starts somewhere. I know that for myself, especially building the Jeep 2.5 years ago. It's been almost 3 years now. I started somewhere. And if, you know, there's probably people I'll be like, that's not a real Jeep. Well, it's a real Jeep to me. And so let's all be kind. You know, there's so much already happening in the world. We use those vehicles as an outlet. We should all be kind, especially on the trails to one another as well.
Yeah, completely agree with you there, Tiff. And, you know, that being said, we do need to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending 5 straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of 5 bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Well, that is it for hour number one. Yes, hour number one in the books right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. But the good news is we have an hour number two. We're actually having a text battle as we speak on the shrimp cocktail conversation. So trust me, if you're not a shrimp cocktail fan, you're probably going to hate this show, but I think this is going to extend multiple weeks and include shipping in shrimp cocktail from both Indianapolis and Seattle. And yes, it is definitely not over. The debate continues via text message, and I'm sure we're going to get into more of it on the show in coming weeks. But if you, I will just throw it out there. If you're a fan of shrimp cocktails and you've got one that you think is stellar, hit me up. Let me know where it's at on my travels. If I can get there or if I can get it shipped to me, we will get that thing into our conversation as well. But trust me, you better bring your A game when it comes to shrimp cocktail. But yes, hour number two coming up. Thanks to all you guys who continue to tune in and support us, even when I go on rants in regards to stupid food in other places around the country. But yes, we got another hour coming at you. Hit me up at JimBeaver15 if you got any questions for Mr. Antron Brown. We got an entire hour with AB coming up in hour number two. Also, maybe slide in a Dirtfish rally report for you as well. So, yeah, lots of good stuff to come right here on the show. And, yeah, I don't know. With that, I guess we better take a break and because I need to reset my thoughts before we get Antron Brown on the show. Hour number two coming up next right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome to hour number two right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We got Antron Brown coming up, but before we jump into that, I do have to jump into a Dirtfish Rally Report brought to you by our good friends at Dirtfish Rally School and Dirtfish Media. Dirtfish.com is the website, and use the coupon code JimBeaver15. That's going to get you 15% off any and all classes there at Dirtfish. But talking about rally, the rally report we got for this week is, yes, Extreme E. They're in Saudi Arabia about a week or so back. We haven't chimed in on this, but what an amazing series, an amazing event. We'll say Vision Wheel, one of our supporters, is the official wheel, our official wheel supplier of Extreme E. So big congrats to Vision Wheel. But, they had the first event. It was interesting. They had to make some adjustments on the fly. Some I can't say I fully agree with. I would love to see more racing, more head-to-head. I think qualifying lays too much into it because if you have a bad qualifying run, you can't even make the final, which I think is weird. There's got to be a way for teams to still make the final if they have a rough start to things. Sebastian Loeb, Christina Gutierrez walking away with top honors. Laia Sanz and Carlos Sainz, dream team there in the second spot. Molly Taylor and Johan Kristoffersen, solid, solid effort there to finish out on the podium in third. Andretti finished in fourth. We had our good friend Christine Jeezy and Oliver Bennett in the fifth spot. Jensen Button's team in the sixth spot. We had Team America, Sarah Price-Kaladuk, seventh. Mateus Ekstrom and Claudia Hirtchen in the eighth spot. And Chadwick and Sarazen in the ninth spot. But Sarah Price-Kaladuk, rough go for them. You know, the videos are all over the internet. I think Ganassi going to be one of the teams to beat down the stretch. But opening rounds, not like they would have hoped. You know, Kyle pushing really, really hard. We saw it in his effort. And, yeah, just having some struggles because of it. But I think they're going to regroup. And I think, honestly, dark horse going into round number two, I think it's definitely going to be Team America there with Price and Kaladuk. I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. But that was your Dirtfish Rally Report for this week, brought to you by Dirtfish Rally School and Dirtfish Media. Don't forget, use the coupon code JimBeaver15 at dirtfish.com. It's going to get you 15% off any and all classes. With that, we got Antron Brown coming up in the next three segments right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I tell you what, if AB don't get you excited, not much does. We got a whole lot more to come right here.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest and hands-down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to three full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
I'd like to welcome one of my guests to the show this week. We'll probably air this one in numerous places, But my good friend Antron Brown, AB, drag racing season is back. I know you got one race under your belt, my friend, but you got a lot cranking, man. What's the word, AB?
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a lot of energy in the air, and I'm telling you what, after having our first race out at Gainesville, Jim, I'm telling you, everything has been like, I want to call it monster-tized, man. Everybody's energetic. Everybody's out there. The fans came out and support in a big, big way, and it's just been incredible, brother. It's been incredible. I'm just thrilled and pumped to get back to the Camping World Drag Racing Series and our Macro Tools boys and myself. We've been energetic, geared up, and we've been ready to go.
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird. I mean, you know, Gainesville, you know, the Gator Nats, one of the biggest races of the year. It's kind of, you know, kind of crazy. When was the last time things didn't start, you know what I mean, in SoCal? I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a little bit of a weird start to the year, but that's kind of weird, bringing one of the big heavy hitter events right out of the box, right?
Absolutely, and the thing about this is that when you're looking at it, we always had the four wide on the East Coast, right? Now you're going to Vegas, it brings it to the West Coast. So now this is like a battle royal, and I remember distinctly like 2016, 17, and 18, the four people that made it to the final. I remember 18 distinctly, it was like Steve Torrence, Doug Coletta, Tony Schumacher, and myself. And that was like of the history of the sport of Top Fuel, that's like been one of the winningest drivers of this time racing each other. And that's incredible. And that's what you get, is like a battle royal when you get to those four wide nationals. And when you get four heavy hitters, I'm telling you what, you got the fans at the edge of the seat. The grandstands are packed. There's not even no standing room at the fence. And that's what the people came to see. They come to see, they want to see the hitters of hitters slug it out to see who's going to be the king of the hill or the queen of the hill, because we always have women out there too.
Yeah, NHRA has done a great job with especially in Top Fuel. I mean, Brittany Force, you got your good friend there, Leah Pruitt. You know, she's it's like you said, there's some heavy hitters in Top Fuel. How has this season been for you? Like last year, obviously, we know, you know, pandemic hit, things kind of got wonky. This year, though, like normally you guys get in a stride, right? And I know the start of the year, it's a little bit slow to get rolling, but by now you guys are kind of in a stride where you got events and events. Man, you had one event in March, which was about a month later than normal, and now you have like an entire 5 weeks off or 4 weeks off, you know, before you go to the four wides in Vegas. Like, how is this, man? You get your mojo going, and when you NHRA is in their stride and it's week in, week out, like you have your routine, you know, and like I feel like that's kind of rug's been pulled out from under you this year.
You know, that's the hard part, is that it's always like this when you start the season out. You know, a lot of people don't know the mindset that goes in. You get all energetic, you go testing, you get to the first race, and you know what happened and what you went through, and then usually fix and get better for the next race. Well, we're going to get better, but then you had to sit out for 3 weeks, and then you head to the next race and you got to start off there. And then it's like a curveball being thrown at you each time, where you just can't get into that groove. And for us, we're working on it, because we know once April, like, you know, once we go to Vegas, we have 1 weekend off, then we race Atlanta. Well, once May hits, we have a lot of back-to-back races coming up. And then we're going to really hit our stride this summer, where we're going to be racing 14 out of 15 weekends. So it's going to be action-packed. So I think this year here is going to be a taste of our new normal. We get back to normal reality, where we're going to NHRA on our schedule. We've got 22 races. So we're only really missing two races out of 24 that we normally race. So this is going to be the most norm that we had in a long time. And Gainesville was a true testament. I mean, when you saw the people that were tuning in, at peak in the finals, we had 1.8 million people viewing NHRA drag racing, Camping World Series. That was incredible, Jim. And I mean, that's just more to come.
Yeah,
it's got me pumped up. The team's pumped up. And you could just feel it, man. It was like the crowd was on nitro in Gainesville. And that's what we're looking at for the four wide coming up here in Vegas.
Yeah, you know, and that's what's funny. Like, you take something away from people, and then it's like, you know, they're salivating for it. I think four wides is going to be probably some of the biggest ratings I would say, in maybe NHRA history coming up here at Four Wide Nats, just because people are wanting – one, Four Wide's draw crowd, you know, anyways, but I think it was a sellout crowd, you know, in person already. But, no, I think this is going to be huge. I mean, like you said, and I've been to the Four Wide Nats in Vegas, and I got to tell you, I've been to a lot of NHRA events. But what you're standing in the water box, and you got four top fuel cars right there, and they all unleash all at the same time. Like, you think the hit is big when it's two cars. You get four there, that hit you get in the water box, I'm telling you, AB, it almost wants to knock you back on your butt. You know, it's crazy.
I know. Well, before you used to get hit with a 2x8. Now they just hit you with a sledgehammer. That's what's happening. But that's why I've been a huge fan of that sport, and I've been so energetic about it and so pumped up. Once you come, you know, like yourself, like, I love every sport of racing, you know, from dirt tracking to flat track motorcycles to IndyCar, NASCAR to off-roading, motocross, supercross. That's me. I love everything. I mean, I do a little bit of everything, and I love it. And but when you go to the Four Wide Nationals and you get a sense of that one time, I am telling you, if you want to see the space shuttle again take off, everybody always says, I want to see the space shuttle launching one time. It's one of those sights you got to see. You got to get there. You got to do it. Well, you got to get out and see the Four Wide National. I'm going to tell you why. This is why. And people don't realize what I'm telling you. Like, when I'm telling you that, for one, to look at it in person, when you see TV, TV doesn't know justice. When you see it in a person, you ain't going to believe what you just saw, how fast they go. Let alone watching two of them, but when you watch four, it's sensory overload. And when you see it, you're going to be like, that just didn't really happen. Then when you see the next set come up again, the next set comes up, you're like, that just really happened. But not only seeing it, you're going to feel it. It's going to reach out and touch you where it's going to tickle your spine. It's going to drop your stomach to your feet. And it's going to make your eyes pop out your head. It's going to make you cry from smelling nitromethane, and you're going to feel the power. So when you see all this stuff, and I'm telling you about it, you're going to be like, this is like going to Disney World where they shoot the water on you when you're watching that live theater and it shakes you in the butt. It's going to do all that to you.
Yeah, the dog.
At NHRA Camp of World Drag Race.
Yeah, I think the dog sneezes or something like that, and it blows stuff in your face. You know, it's funny, too, because NHRA's got a phenomenal TV package. But I've said this to people before. I'm like, you can watch it on TV, and you can kind of appreciate how fast they're going and things like that. But I'm like, you can't put it into perspective until you're at an NHRA event. You blink, and they're gone. But I'm like, especially when you're up close. I mean, you smell it. Your lungs start burning. Your eyes start watering. You know what I mean? Your nose is running. If you're a female fan, your makeup starts melting off your face when you're down close. And people are like, that sounds horrible. I'm like, no, it's the greatest thing you've ever had. You know what I mean? Like, it just is. And then when you guys hit the gas, AB, it's like somebody takes a fist and just punches you as hard as they can in the chest. I'm like, I don't know. I love it. It's like a drug to me, like just going and watching and experiencing it. Like, and I know they say you in the cockpit, that's all happening behind you. So you get some of that sensation. But, man, I got to tell you, it's got to be – it's just a rush. Like I say, that's – NHRA is definitely something everybody needs to go to once in person to really get a feel for what the sport is.
Absolutely. And the coolest part, Jim, is that we don't get to touch on everything, but every ticket is a pit pass. You know what I mean? You get a GA ticket, you can walk in the pits. You can see the crew guys working on the car. You can see me mixing fuel. You can see them making the tweaks right before you go up. You can see the drama unfolding right in front of your eyes. It's the only professional sport that has that type of access 24/7. And that's what makes the people feel a part of the team, man, because they are living it with us. They just don't sit in the stands all day. They come back and see what we do. And that's what got me to do what I do in this sport. That's how I'm able to become a professional driver, because I was actually able to envision and see myself on the other side of the ropes working in those pits. And it gave me that ray of hope to get there one day. And that's where I'm at, brother. That's what I'm living, eating, sleeping, and dreaming each and every day. Now I'm living it because I had all that access as a kid. And that's what makes our sport so special, man. That's what makes drag racing so special, because you can get there and you can do that.
All right, AB, we got a whole lot more to come with Antron, but we got to take a short commercial break right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here, along with my buddy Antron Brown. And AB, you know, I know you are just like me. You're a big stick and ball fan. Love basketball. Love baseball. You know,
oh, absolutely, kid, absolutely.
You know, kid loves. You know, they love LeBron James, right? It's pretty tough for that kid to actually meet LeBron James. You got a, you know, you got a courtside seat, something like that. Your family's wealthy. Yeah, you might get him, but you know, the access just isn't there. You got to go to some special signing, buy a ticket. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for kids to get attached to their heroes. Somebody they see on TV, they see him playing on the court, they don't actually get to, you know, to really meet him. NHRA, like you said, you guys are so accessible. Some kid comes to NHRA, you can bet that they're going to get a chance to meet Antron Brown. You know, they stand there long enough at the ropes, you're going to come out and you're going to be like, hey, what's up? You know, and that's one thing I really love about NHRA. And it's not just you. I mean, the entire, you know, you go up and down the field of competitors, and everybody's the same way. Everybody's so accessible, and I think that's really something that NHRA has nailed, you know, and I think that's why they have such a massive fan following.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why you see from kids being pushed around in strollers to kids running around the midway coming up, and they're saying, I want to drive like you, and then you go down to the junior dragster racing that they have out there, two other national events now. They've got things for all sizes, ages, category, and just the women in our sport's killing it. But the coolest part is that our sport is really taking off on, you know, just from every aspect, especially with the partnership. And it's really cool for me, you know, through our Toyota folks to develop a cool new relationship with Sirius XM Radio, Jim. That's the really cool part. Now we're bringing in just normal everyday life to the racetrack. And I always drove on the road and flew everywhere, and I always wanted to myself before I never have to change the radio station. I have Sirius XM, my Toyota Tundra, but the coolest part, they're with us at the racetrack now, supporting the team on the race car. We're pumping them in our pit. People are coming up and say, hey, turn on 64, that Kurt Franklin channel. Turn on your favorite channel, the AB. I know you dig down in there with the heat. You know what I mean? So I got all kind of stuff going on, and it's so cool that we have new partnerships like Sirius XM coming into our sport, doing what they do, and I get to represent them on a week-in, week-out basis. And I just love it, brother. I love it. And this is a tribute to our sport, where it's heading at and where it's going at.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome for Sirius to do that. Obviously, we're talking to you on Sirius XM right now, Channel 217.
What?
So, yes, we are talking. Talk to you. So we're getting down with Brown on 217. That's what we're doing right now. But, oh, man, AB. So let's talk a little bit about this year, because I know – so we had you on about a year ago. We've had you on a lot because you and I are buddies. But we had you on about a year ago, and you made – you know, you kind of talking about the big announcement, you know, about you and Don Schumacher Racing. And you and Don go way back, you know, and you think the world of him, and he thinks the world of you. And you said, you know, he's going to allow me to kind of step out and run my own race program. And it was a big deal. And obviously the pandemic hit, right? And things get derailed. Right. Everybody, the world got turned upside down. So We're coming back this year. Now that's kind of back. I don't want to say back on the table because it never left the table, but now we've got a path to kind of go. So kind of tell us a little bit about what's going on, how that transition is working, because I know AB Motorsports, it's back. It's a real thing. This is going to happen. Don Schumacher and everybody at Schumacher Racing is behind you. They're helping with this transition. Tell us where we're at, buddy.
Well, the thing about it is that COVID struck everybody. And what I've been doing for the last, all through last year is just shadowing Don and learning from him how he runs. You know what I mean? Because I race for DSR. And that's what I'm doing this year also. And I've been learning and just growing partnerships along the way and just learning from it. You know what I mean? I mean, Don's been doing this for a lot of years. He's been doing it since 1999 with his son Tony, with the XI car, to all the years that he had with the U.S. Army, and having Matco Tools, from with Bazemore and the Funny Car, to all the other people out there that he's had, like from Jack Beckman, Tommy Johnson, Leah, Spencer Massey, Sean Langdon. I mean, Gary Selvey was one of the OGs, the original that won Don his first Funny Car World Championship here with Mike Neff as the crew chief. So this whole deal here has been going on for years and years. I've been learning and watching all these years. And at the end of the day is that I know one day it's always been a big dream of mine to actually campaign my own team one day. And it's still there. And I'm working on it day and night to make that happen. So hopefully in the future here coming up soon, can't put a date on it. Can't say it's going to happen here or there. You know, I've did that before and say, well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, in my mind, I said it was going to happen for 2021. Well, 2020 wasn't the year that we needed. You know what I mean? So what my deal is that we're working on getting everything healthy, and I'm working on it day and night. And I know in the near future, I just want to be able to do it for the future of our sport. Because at the end of the day, when the Schumachers are not there, or the Connie Coletta's are not there, or the John Force's not there, you know, you need the next. What do you want to say, like, generation to come in? You know what I mean? Like myself or like your Ron Capps. You know, like the Snakes are not there no more. The Bernsteins are not there no more. You get what I mean? You need your next wave to grow the sport like your Torrances are doing, like your Paul Lee is doing. You get what I'm saying? Like your Mike Salinas is doing. You need your next wave like your Terry McMillan has done. Cruz Pedregon's been there for years. You need your next wave to keep the sport going. And you need more youth in it. And that's what I want to do. I want to be able to give opportunity to other people like I have gotten opportunity out in this sport. And I think that's my next step in life, is to be able to bring the opportunity forward and to do it the AB way. That's what everybody wants to do. They want to do it their own way. And that's just been a big dream of mine, and I'm just pursuing it. And that's what we live here in America, is the land of dreams. And I just want to keep going and be able to do that and bring opportunity to other people that I see have the same fire and desire in the eyes like I had when I was their age, when I was in my mid-20s and early 30s. And when I could see that, I would be able to, hey, put my arm out and say, let's do it. Let's do it together and be on that end of it and help grow the sport to new heights and new levels.
Yeah. You know, and one of my big takeaways here is, you know, this says a lot about Don Schumacher, the person. Because a lot of guys would come to their team owner and be like, by the way, I'm doing my own thing. And they'd be like, all right, there's the door. See you later. You know, and you went to Don, and he had enough, you know, he sees the industry. He knows that there needs to be more ownership, you know, and for him to kind of mentor you and continue to open the doors and show you how they operate and the way he does things so you can be successful. I mean, I got to tell you, AB, that's a rarity. Not many team owners would do what he's doing, you know, and that, to me, that speaks just worlds about Don Schumacher, the person.
Well, and a different way is also is how you approach it, too. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that do things behind closed doors and are not very stand-up-ish, and Don is very wide open, and he always encourages people to go out there and better themselves. You know what I mean? But there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. You know what I mean? And for, on my side of it, I'm just an honest person. I'm honest with anybody. What you see is what you get. And this is not something that I've been keeping tucked away and while people know. And I've been saying this for years, a long time, what I want to do. I used to own my own bike team before I raced for Don Schumacher in the U.S. Army program. I owned my own bike team for close to 3 years, and I ran one with Troy Vincent, went 2 years with him when he was full-blown into it. And I've learned along the way, and it is something that I always wanted to do. You know what I mean? It's a business also, but also you got to be able to be business savvy. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, this is all I've ever known and all I've ever done is live in this sport since I've been 20 years old. So I've been in the sport for over 23 years, and I just love it. I love it, and this is where I want to be. And I love NHRA. It's my family. It's part of my family, without a doubt.
Well, we are going to pump the brakes on that interview. And, Antron's going to be back after the break. Trust me, we got a whole heck of a lot more to come. And I think we may run overtime with AB, which means for you that you're going to have to get the uncut edition over there on my other show, Project Action. But did want to remind you that, we've got the flowers blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to chop the weeds. Thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped. You can trim all your holes safely and efficiently. Manscaped, the global leader in men's below the waist grooming, have an exclusive offer for our audience. Use the code JimBeaver, get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Join the other 2 million men who trust Manscaped. They are here to make sure you are trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. That is right. Spring has sprung. Manscaped has all the best tools to get you ready. Global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have forever changed the grooming game with their amazing products. They are here for your above-the-waist holes as well. They have their new skin-safe weed whacker, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. No more nose hairs flying in the wind. Make sure and go over to Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code JimBeaver at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor. Always use the right tools for the job. That's 20% off plus free shipping using the code JimBeaver at manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping with the code JimBeaver at manscaped.com. It's spring cleaning, and you know what? Your body will thank you. And thanks to Manscaped for the continued support of the show. So, yes, we've got Antron Brown coming up. And if you got any questions for AB, we got one segment left. Hit me up at JimBeaver15. We got him waiting in the wings to polish off this interview. And trust me, we are it's just about to get interesting. So, hang tight. We're going to take a short commercial break. Yeah, this is a short one. And we come back more with the legend Antron Brown right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here, along with Antron Brown, and I think it's time to jump right back into things, AB. So let's talk a little bit about this season. Obviously, you got one round in the books. We got Gainesville. I think you're sitting tied for third in the points with 72 points. But let's talk a little bit about this one because this was interesting and it really kind of set the stage in a weird way for the rest of the year. And you had a guy like Josh Hart, first time winner, right? I mean, no offense to him, but that isn't somebody people had earmarked to possibly walk away from the win at Gainesville, which one tells us a lot about drag racing, that anybody can have their day and which I think is amazing. But we had some heavy hitters that struggled, Leah, Brittany Force, even our buddy, Steve Torrance and Billy Torrance, they didn't have the weekends they wanted, man. This is, you know, one round down, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of storylines heading into Vegas, AB.
Well, no, it was tricky. Man, let me tell you something. I'll be honest with you. It was tricky. Like, we, even for our team, we didn't qualify where we wanted to qualify. We qualified 10th. And the reason being is we were trying to throw some numbers down that track just wasn't going to hold. That track was tricky. The rubber was real thin, and a lot of teams had troubles. But Brittany ran a great run, first run. She qualified good, and she raced Justin Ashley. She ran out there. She ran like a 72 first round, like second load around, but Justin ran a 73. But Justin was 30 on a tree, and she wasn't sleeping. I think she was like 50 or 60 on a tree. It's just that Justin threw it down, and Mike Green and that team made a great lap first round also. The same thing with us. We raced Mike Salinas. Mike ran a great lap first round. He went a 73 to our 75. And I cut a decent light, and Mike cut an average light, and we're able to take advantage, and we won that first round. So it was just like one of those deals where the class is really, really tight, where it doesn't make a difference where you qualify. Is what you have to do first round to get the job done. And we stuck our car down there, the third qualifier, and it qualified as 10th. We just went an 80 flat because we backed our way down because we've been working on making our car leave better, but that track just wasn't going to hold it. So you saw the difference. Even in funny cars, a lot of shakeups.
Yeah.
And when we got down there to that second round or semifinal, the track got hotter, and it was the hottest it's been all weekend. We're through a curveball for a lot of people where you can go out there and kill it. You had to run like a high 70, like a 78 to 80 flat is what you need to get the job done. If you press any harder than that, you took a chance of smoking the tires, and that's what a lot of people did. So on race day is one of those deals where it's mind over matter. It's only the first race of the year too also.
Yeah.
So, but Josh Harsh, you can't take nothing away from him. Now, they smoked the tires first round, but they got through first round to get the second round, and then Ron Douglas had that car on point. You know what I mean? Where they were going down the track and just racing smart, and Josh was on the tree, had great lights, steady 50s, and just killing it, killing it. I mean, my hat's off to them. They did an incredible job. They raced the track like a true veteran. Like, you know what I mean? That's the whole thing where you got to race smart, be at the right spot at the right time, and take advantage of it, and that's what they did. And Steve will tell you, Torrance, who won the last three championships. I mean, they're a team that can run with anybody, could drop low ET, but they are smart racers on race day, and they always do what it takes, and you're going to see that throughout the year, and that's what's going to win the most rounds and win the championship. And that's how you got – it's like a game of chess. You got to play the right game at the right time.
Yeah, you know what, and it, you know, another guy who had a, you know, had a bummer of a weekend, Clay Milliken, who's always up, you know, up there at the top of the charts. But I laugh because, like you said, I mean, it's what I love about Top Fuel right now. It's there's no easy round. I mean, there is not an easy round. There's no easy bracket. There's no way to the final that doesn't have you just in an all out slugfest at some point. And that's what's great about the division right now, AB. I mean, you want to talk about stacked? This got to be one of the most stacked Top Fuel. Top Fuel grids and and fields in history, and you know we talk about that. We still got, you know, some of your DSR teammates who are sitting there, and at some point I'm sure those Top Fuel cars are going to come out. It's going to make things even tougher.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And they're going to come out, and they're going to come out swinging. And that's the crazy part, is that you got to go out there and elevate your game, and you can't just be quick, but you got to be consistently quick, and that's the hardest part. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about, and that's what puts you on the edge of your seat, and that's why I think all the fans are tuning in, because just like that, just imagine if DraftKings were out here and you can actually have live gambling on our drag races. How many people? I mean, they picked Josh Hart and had $100 on them, boy. They could sponsor a race team after that weekend. You know what I mean? Because people have put their money on Torrance, or they might have put their money on Brittany, or they might have put their money on us, or whoever, or Leah. You know what I mean? But Josh came out there, and that's going to show you a lot more to come. They have a strong team. You got Ron Douglas over there tuning that car, and that team knows how to get down the racetrack. Not just get down, but get down quick and consistent, especially once they're on.
Yeah, it's definitely shaping up to be a great season in Top Fuel. I mean, obviously, we're a few weeks out from Vegas. You got to be getting excited about that. What else has AB got going on in the meantime? How have you been staying busy the last couple of weeks in between these rounds?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Jim, I've been everywhere, man. I literally just got done shooting some different stuff for a couple different new partners that we're working with, like different commercial ads, doing some social media stuff. I've been busy on conference calls, like Zoom and Teams are like, I tell you what, my laptop is burning up, brother. The screen is burning up. I've been doing so many different means from one thing to the next, organizing it. We actually have two new crew guys coming in. And that's one thing that you mentioned about Clay, talking about crew guys. Clay and them, man, I mean, I'm really impressed where they're at because they started with a totally brand new team this year. They lost most of all their crew guys. And this COVID deal hasn't been easy. We hired two new crew guys on the off season, and then we just hired another two new crew guys on our team because we had some that were here that literally – changed their mind and wanted to stay on that's been racing for over 15 years and they retired from drag racing. So with that being said, everybody's been going through complete flip-flops, even all the way down to, like, you know, our funny car teams, Leah's team, our other dragster team here at DSR. I mean, it has been crazy where not just getting to the races, but just retraining and starting with new synergy. You know what I mean? So it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, definitely been a crazy one. I know at one point, too, you told me you made your way down to Louisiana, correct?
Oh, man. Yeah, I went down to Louisiana, brother. I went down there for Easter and had a good time with the in-laws. And me and the wife, we visited our grandma down there and her aunt, her uncles, and her brother and their family, like our little nieces. And I mean, we had a great time down there. And cousins, we had a great time down there with our kids and just, you know, taking a break from all the action. But it wasn't break, brother. I was helping my brother-in-law rip up a floor in his new house he just bought that he's remodeling. And I brought out my bro Vila skills.
Oh. I didn't know they put you to work down there. I thought you just went down there for the good food, man.
Oh, I did go down there for a good food, brother. But it came with a price.
Most expensive meal you've ever eaten, right?
You ain't lying, brother. Let me tell you, some of the food I took in, I worked off, man. Oh, but it's all good. That's what it's all about. It's about enjoying family time, just spending time with. And I don't mind. I enjoy doing stuff like that, without a doubt. And it's just good to see them with his twin girl and his wife, Natalie, Jordy, and their whole family just come up and it was a really, really, really good time just to see good people and spend a little time with our family.
Yeah. Awesome, AB. Well, I know we are maxed out on our segments today, buddy, but it's always fun having you here on the show, getting down with Brown here on SiriusXM 217. We'd definitely be dialed in to watch you there in Vegas. And I don't know, I think we're going to make this a little more regular this year, right?
Absolutely, brother. I think after each race, we can get together and shoot a little segment, and we can have a race recap. We could talk about all the classes and the people. I'll let you ask the questions, and I can answer them to the best of my ability and give them a little color commentary that they won't see on TV. And this will be behind the scenes stuff. It'll be like, you know, getting down with the A to the J.
I am feeling it, buddy. But always fun, brother. We will catch up soon.
All right, sounds good. Hey, I appreciate your time on the show. And brother, I'm looking to see you real soon. Not just at the drag race, but in the off road, brother. I'm ready.
Oh, it's on. Anytime you want to come out, you know you got an open door, right? So let's make
this
happen.
I'm ready.
I think we need to, this is us going on a tangent here, but, you know, we've raced together, but I think we just need to get a bunch of razors and you and me, and we'll drag Steve-O out. We just need to go to the sand dunes at Glamis or something like that and go have a weekend where we just camp out and your kids, we got kids razors, everything else, bring the family out and everybody just go and have a good time out in the dunes, man.
Oh, brother, they will have a blast with that. We need to do that without a doubt, man. We're gonna make an outing for sure. And maybe before the summertime hits or in the fall when my kids go on fall break, We'll come out there for the fall, or we'll do it next year on spring break and make it happen. And we'll put them through the test, man. We'll put them through the test and have some fun.
Problem is your kids are going to like this off-road and jumping razors so much, the junior dragster is going to look at you and be like, Dad, we want to switch careers.
Brother, they're already into that already, brother. It's just that we just need more out of it here in the Midwest and find places to go, because they would love to do it. My son, both my sons are already on the four wheels and riding dirt bikes. They're ready to go and do it.
I was going to say, they go and get some lessons from the Stewarts or what?
Hey, you know it, brother. You know that's my second family down there in Haines City, man.
I know.
We can make that happen.
I know. That's what I figured. They got some damn good coaches built in. So I'm sure if they want to go on the bike path, they got it made.
You know their daddy used to tear up some knobbies back in the day. I used to tear up a lot of knobbies back in the day in my time.
How often are you on a dirt bike anymore? Real question. What are you, once, twice a year, maybe?
I haven't rode a dirt bike for probably a few years now, since, like, you know, like my kids have been racing junior dragsters. But I used to still ride heavily when I rode Pro Stock Motorcycle, and probably my first, I'd say, like 6 or 7 years racing Top Fuel, I used to use that to stay in shape. Then once my kids really start racing junior dragsters, all my off time's been working on their stuff and racing with them besides me racing.
Yeah, well, and I figure too, you're probably like me. I love riding a dirt bike. I also know that I love crashing on a dirt bike, and so it's one of those where it's like I can't risk the injuries, and it's like I can't go and just do it 50%. You know, it's like you got to be pinned if you're on a dirt bike, and it's like I can't go and just kind of lay up and have a good time. It's like I always got to get in a little bit more than I probably should be. You know.
I know, but I just love it so much, and it just it's like a duck going back to water. I grew up riding since I was 4 years old. You know what I mean? I raced motocross for like over 14 years of my life. So on a national amateur level. So yeah. That was me. That was me. So a lot of people never realized that. They was like, well, why are you so good on a pro side bike? I said, riding a pro side bike was like, you know, that was just like walking to me. Compared to riding a motocross bike. Riding a motocross bike was like, that's like running. And running sprints and marathons. We got on the pro side bike, that was like me walking.
Was there, and this is, we're going over time and I don't care at this point because this is a good conversation. Was there anything on a motocross bike that really helped you with pro stocks? Is there anything you could take from a dirt bike and transition to pro stock when you made that switch?
I think the biggest deal, if you came from the dirt on any type of vehicle, the biggest deal on a motocross bike for me was that you learn technique, where you learn the right proper technique to make the bike do all the work and for you not to get beat up. And you always knew when you rode tents on a dirt bike that you got an arm pump. So then it was a workout from hell. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you had to learn how to make the bike work and how to ride the bike with the right riding position, where you rode on the balls of your feet on the foot pegs, and then you position your chest over the handlebars. So it's like if you let off the gas, the main thing that you fell off a dirt bike off and let off the gas because you went over top of the handlebars and somebody brake checked you and you weren't ready for it. You know what I mean? Once you learn that right riding position and how you have to re-grip certain ways, I think by you learning that technique, it made you, whenever you go do something else, you learn the technique to do it the right way first. And I think that's what the motocross did for me. It was like, it really made me observe, pay attention to the people who did it great and who were great at it.
And we're up against a break, but we'll be back with more after this.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. So we had to cut AB short, but if you guys want that full interview, head over to Project Action, Podcast One, Apple Podcasts. It's there, it's edited, it's uncut, full length, and I think you guys will really enjoy that. We go into some rabbit holes that are pretty legit. So a big thanks to AB for being a guest on the show. I'm at JimBeaver15 on social media. Give me a follow. Tell me who you want upcoming guests on the show. Love to get them cycled in. DownAndDirtyShow.com, our new website, has dropped, and I think you guys will love the content that we continue to drop there. Big thanks to all our partners, General Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Dirtfish, Optimus, GSP, XTV Axles, iRacing, our good friends at Manscaped. And don't forget, 20% off and free shipping with the code JimBeaver at Manscaped.com. And yes, Dirtfish, it's JimBeaver15. It'll get you 15% off there as well. Man, we got a lot of great, great partners in the show, and definitely couldn't do it without each and every one of them. And don't forget Fistful of Bourbon. Yeah, go get your drink on Fistful of Bourbon. Best damn bourbon you've ever had, trust me. Available nationwide liquor stores across the country. And with that, I'm going to sign off this week. We'll be back next week with more. I believe Levi LaValle is going to be one of our guests next week right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. You guys have a great weekend and enjoy all this racing action that we got coming right at us.